Trump budget spends 10x more on foreign countries than border wall. By John Binder on January 22, 2019. While funding for President Trump's proposed wall along the United States-Mexico border makes up less than 2% of the budget he and the Senate Republican leadership have put forward, billions in American taxpayer money would be spent around the world. The more than $350 billion budget would spend about only $5.7 billion on bollard-style fencing for more than 200 miles to be constructed on the U.S.-Mexico border to stop illegal immigration. The wall funding accounts for less than 2% of the total budget endorsed by Trump and congressional Republicans. Meanwhile, about 10 times as much taxpayer money is spent on intervening abroad in the form of foreign aid to promote democracy and support national security and American values overseas compared to what is spent on the border wall. In total, about $54.2 billion is spent on foreign aid in the budget, accounting for more than 15% of the total spending bill. About $2.4 billion in U.S. tax dollars would go towards promoting democracy in foreign countries, while about $35 million is spent on higher education programs in Egypt. Another $17.5 million is spent to promote democracy in the socialist country of Venezuela, and more than $60 million in taxpayer money is spent promoting internet freedom around the world and in Russia. Additionally, the budget allocates millions in funding for border security measures in Pakistan, Lebanon, Egypt, and Libya. This includes about $6 billion to fund foreign countries' militaries. The country of Jordan, alone, is awarded $1.5 billion in U.S. taxpayer money for assistance, including $745 million spent to fund the country's government and $425 million spent to assist the country's military. Included in the compromise legislation is a plan to give amnesty in the form of three-year work permits to about 1 million illegal aliens and foreign nationals who would be shielded from deportation. The bill increases the number of low-skilled non-agricultural foreign workers that business is allowed to import every year instead of hiring Americans. The Senate bill is expected to be voted on this week. Less than a month ago, House Democrats passed legislation to reopen the government that provided $12 billion more in foreign aid while not funding any border wall construction at the U.S.-Mexico border to stop illegal immigration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.